Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible tonight, turn to the third Psalm. Now this is a Psalm, they say, that was written as David fled from Absalom, his son, when trouble seemed like it was on every hand. Amen. But God. The Bible says in the third Psalm, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Exclamation. Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down to sleep. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. I want to title this evening what it is, and it's a morning prayer. A morning prayer. As David's a praying here, and it seems like the adversary is all around. And he says, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? As you look around today in your own life, that the adversaries in your life, how much opposition you have that's against you and contrary to you. Every one of us have opposition. Every one of us have things that's contrary to us. But I'm glad that my God is bigger than the opposition. I'm glad my God is bigger than those things that would come against me. I'm glad my God is a God who can help me in a time of trouble. And he's promised us tonight, church, that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So no matter how bad it gets, he's right there with you. He's right there with me to help us along the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says, there are many that trouble me. How are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Great opposition. Great opposition from the devil and the demons of hell. Because the devil knows tonight that his days are numbered. He knows tonight, Brother Bud, that the last days of his day of grace is coming upon us. And he has just a little time left. And the devil is fighting sore. He's trying to tear up and tear down. He's trying to destroy homes and lives and families. He'd like nothing more than destroy you and your family and to drag you down and to get you in the pit and to get you discouraged and to get you troubled and to get you aggravated and frustrated to the place that you just say, I'm just going to throw in the towel. I'm just going to quit. I'm just going to go a different way. I want to say tonight on the authority of the Word of God, there is only one way tonight, and that's the Jesus way. That's the place where you can get help. Amen. And the help comes from the Lord. Amen. David said, there's an increase of trouble around me. It just seems like everywhere I look, the opposition is coming down upon me. Amen. Look, as we look around tonight, you may say, well, it seems like the opposition is those of my own family. Isn't that what Jesus said would take place even in the last days that we live before Jesus come back to take us out of here? He said the opposition would be in our own homes. See, mothers against daughters and daughters against mothers and fathers against sons and sons against fathers. He said, and rise up. But he said, I want to say there's one that rose up that's greater than the opposition. Amen. Amen. That's why we got to stand true to the Lord. Amen. We got to stand faithful, praise God, upon that firm foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ in the last day that we live and say, glory be to God. God's got this too. Yeah. Amen. Amen. We will rise, praise God, above the opposition. We will rise above the trouble and the trial and the heartache and give God glory and praise. They asked the Philippian jailer. They said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and he'll save you and your household. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We got to keep believing. Pressing on in faith, glory be to God. because the opposition, amen, it's gathering up on every shore. And he said, there's many. Many will say, why don't you just give up? Why don't you quit? Why do you do what you do? Why do you press on like you do? Praise God. I want to say, glory be God, because there's no place to back up. There's nothing worth going back to. We have the promise of eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, and this place here will pass. Amen. And we'll be in the presence of a holy God in just a little while. Says many there be, verse 2, which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Amen. Now I can see in my mind's eyes, David is in his morning prayer, he's praying this. He wakes up and he says, Lord, there's a whole lot of opposition against me today. He said, I look out the window, I see trouble on every hand. Amen. Heartache and anguish, amen. Trials and tribulations are everywhere, Lord. I can see them. Praise God. He said, I can hear the voices saying, speaking to my soul, praise God, saying, where is your help? Where's the help for your soul? What's going to encourage you today? Amen. Can you see it? Where are you going to encourage? Where are you going to get your encouragement from? Amen. Let me tell you, you can't turn on Good Morning America and get it. Amen. You can't turn on these carnal radio stations and get it. You can't get it from country music. You can't get it from rock and roll. Amen. But you can get it from the Lord. Fresh and new every day, praise God. He gives that to you, that'll help yourself in a time of discouragement. He said, they say, many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But David stops, he pauses, and he says, Lord, what do you think about that? Amen. God of heaven, what do you think about that? Praise God. I know what God thinks about it. He says, I am the great I am. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He said, I have all the answers. No matter what your problem is, David, I've got you covered. Praise the Lord. He said, it's just getting better farther on. Amen. When you think it's as bad as it can get, it's as bad as it can get. Amen. Why? Because, praise God, it's going to get better farther on. Amen. We have a blessed hope in Christ Jesus the Lord. He says, God says, there's no hope. He said, the people are telling me, there's no hope, there's no help, there's no way out. God, what do you think about that? God says, David, I believe we got this. And then David goes on and he speaks in verse 3. I mean, I think there's some assurance comes in here somewhere. Amen. I mean, I'm talking about early in the morning, Brother David. Amen. The opposition's already pressing upon him. The opposition's already coming. Most of you know what I'm talking about. Especially those of us that have children. Amen. You get up in the morning, you try to get started, and you may get up in a good humor, but before you know it, praise God, the opposition is all over the place. The opposition is pressing you sore. Amen. Trying to discourage you before you even get out the door. But there's a God of heaven, amen, who said, I'll take it from here. Glory. Have you ever thought, praise God, we just bow our heads and say, oh, God, thank you. I praise you, Lord. This morning. You know what happened, amen, when them youngs is driving you crazy, when you're about to be stirred beyond your width, amen, just bow your head in the presence of them and say, dear God, I thank you. I praise you for my children. God, I thank you. I praise you for my family. That opens the door and it pushes the devil out. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. He don't have a foot to stand on. He don't have a place to stand in. Praise God. He has to leave. Amen. You say, preacher, it can't be that simple. It's that simple. We have a deliverer. There is a deliverance. He says, but thou, O God, O Lord, are a shield for me. Amen. David says, you're my protection. Amen. I want to tell you, you may not need, praise God, I need protection. Amen. We need protection, praise God, from the opposition. We need protection from the enemy, praise the Lord. And we find that today, we find that tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ and the good God of glory. Amen. We find that place of protection. We find that place of help. Amen. We find that from David's helper. Amen. David had a helper. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 David had a helper. Let me ask you a question tonight. Do you not have a helper also? Amen. Do you not have someone to come alongside you, encourage you, help you, lift you up? Selah. What do you think about that? Amen. Oh, the devil ain't liking this. Oh, the devil's hating my guts. He'd like to kill me. Amen, but that's all right. I hate the devil. Amen. I'm going to give the devil his due, praise God. He's just a sorry, low-life scoundrel. He don't care nothing about me. I hate the devil, but I love my helper. Amen. I have help in the Lord. I have help in the Lord Jesus Christ. I have help. I have hope. I have confidence in the Lord tonight. Without Him, I'd be miserable. But because of Him, amen, I have none of those things. I have deliverance. Praise God. He comes to where I am. And in the morning, He starts early. I know I'm apt to mess up quick. Amen. Now, I know you don't. I know you wouldn't ever do nothing or say nothing or act out in no way, fashion, or form. Amen. Praise God, you got your little angel wings and you just flutter around and everything's all hunky-dory and you're good to go. Amen. You flutter, flutter, flutter. But praise God, I want to say, I ain't got my wings yet. Amen. I get up of a morning, praise God, and I have to ask the Lord to help me before I ever cast my feet out of the bed. Lord, help me be strong in You today. Lord, help me to look to You in the direction of the Holy God for every need I have. Amen. Man, that You manifest Yourself in me. Not to me, but in me. He said He had a helper. Praise God. He said that was that place of protection, that shield for me. Amen. But he said, you know, You are my shield, but He said, You're also my glory. Praise God. He said, that's that place of dignity. Amen. Now you think about this. David was being persecuted. He had basically run out of town on a rail. Amen. A whole bunch rose up against him. Didn't like the way he was doing things. So Absalom rose up and he pushed David and they got a bunch of folks together to run him out of town. He gathers up and a bunch of folks gather up to him and praise God, he goes out of the city. Amen. He goes out of the city, but he don't leave his God. Amen. And God's there with him, praise God. So he's that protection that he has, and he's that dignity, even in the wilderness. Praise God. I want to say we got to maintain our dignity. Our dignity is in the Lord Jesus Christ, putting our faith and our trust in Him, letting Him lead our lives, letting Him guide us in the path of righteousness, that's right in the eyes of God. Amen. If we could slow down, and we could learn to take a big deep breath, in the times of adversity, in the times of opposition, when the opposition's great, just take a big deep breath before we cut out. No, but what we do, take a big deep breath and say, Lord, I'm looking to You, the author and the finisher of my faith, to help me to finish pleasing to you. That I wouldn't do or say or act out in any way that's displeasing to my Savior. Brother Rex said a while ago, you know, them little old babies, they go up there beside him and they get down beside Poppy and they pray when he goes to pray. Amen. Why'd they do it? Because they're watching him. Yeah. Amen. And why do they watch him? They see that. But why do they? Now if they went one time, that would be something. But why do they go back again and again and again? Why would they do that? You know why? Because they see Poppy getting down there and getting something from the Lord. They see Poppy come out of there praying, and Poppy ain't like he went down. Poppy comes out with a shout, praise God. Poppy comes out encouraged. Poppy comes out with a smile on his face. Amen. Praise God, the burden, the opposition's all over us. But praise God, we fall on our face for thrice, holy God. And he said, Lord, it's me again. Lord, you know the situation. Lord, you know the trials and the afflictions. You know the attitude of my heart. And Lord, I just plead with you that you'll touch me and help me and make me in the likeness of your image and be encouraged and encouragement. Amen. David said, Lord, the Lord is my shield. He said, the Lord's my protection. He said, the Lord is where I maintain my dignity. He went up barefooted. Amen. Huh? He went up out of the city, praise God. Not in his royal robe, not in his royal apparel. He went up, the Bible said he went up barefooted out of the city. He said, well, preacher, how in the world could a man act like that and retain his dignity the same way he did when he went in and brought the ark, praise God, into the city? And Micah, his wife, was watching him and said he came in dancing naked before the ark. What did he do? He laid aside his royal apparel, praise God. He maintained his dignity and he praised and he worshiped and he leapt and he shouted and praised God all the way in the town in the presence of the Lord. Amen. How could he could retain his dignity? Because he had the power of God, the presence of God in his life. So we see that he had protection. Amen. We see that he retained his dignity. But he said, and the lifter up of my head. Amen. That he had new courage. You say, well, preacher, it was a discouraging time. But he had new courage from the Lord. See, when we get into discouraging times, we can be encouraged in the Lord. He gives us new courage, new strength. Selah, what do you think about that? Devil don't like that either. Amen. The devil wants you to be discouraged. The devil wants you to be cast down. The devil wants you to be dissuaded. But praise God, I'm glad we don't serve the devil. Amen. I don't care what the devil wants. I'm serving a living Savior, a holy God, an enabling Lord. Who helps me, praise God. And He helps you in the same way. Amen. He helps me to love you. He helps you to love me. He helps us to exhort, to lift up each other. Amen. To encourage each other along this way. Amen. So we don't get discouraged. Praise God. But He said He's that place, that lifter up of mine head. Can you see this? David goes up barefoot. He goes out of the city. His own son has rose up against him. Does that sound familiar? Huh? Does that sound familiar tonight? Your own children have rose up against you. They're the contingent. They're part of the strife. They're part of the oppression. But he rose up. He said, there's a protection around me, praise God. He said, I'm going to maintain my dignity. He said, I'm going to keep my head up. Amen. Because he said, I know who my deliverer is. He's the Lord God of glory. Praise God. He said, I got new courage. In other words, what he's saying here is lift her up of mine head. He said, I've got nothing to be ashamed of. Amen. Because he said, my confidence, my trust is in the Lord. Praise God. He has a helper in the Lord. And he goes on, verse 4, he said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. Amen. Now watch this. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. Amen. Now if he's speaking to us, but he'd say, what do you think about that? He said, when I called, watch this, Brother David. He said, God answered. Amen. He said, I called, God answered. He said, I called, God answered. Out of his holy hill, out of his magnificence, out of his splendor, out of his godliness, praise God, he answered. He came, condescended to me, he came to where I was, and he answered when I called. Amen. You know why we ain't getting no answers? Hello? Look up here a minute. You know why we're not getting no answers? We're not calling. Amen. And when we do call, we're dialing the wrong number. Hello? Amen. When we do call, we do cry out, we're calling the wrong number. I think most time we're calling that one that's part of the opposition team. Amen. We need to call that one, praise God, that's on the helping team. On the delivering, on God's side, praise the Lord. The one's on our side. But he calls to us. When I called, praise God, he said, he heard me out of his holy hill. Amen. It says in verse 5, he said, I laid me down and slept. Now notice the confidence that David has in his God. You know, a lot of times people, I talk to people, I'm like, well, preacher, I'm just so worried about that. I ain't slept in weeks. Amen. I'm just so disturbed. Praise God. You know why we're so disturbed? You know why we're so worried? You know why we're so contrite? Praise, because that we don't have our confidence in the right place. When our confidence is in the Lord, praise God, we can pillow our head and sleep. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you what, if your confidence, praise God, you can sleep like my wife. My wife, she lays down in the bed and her eyes are shut. She's asleep before her head. She don't no more hit the pillow, praise God, and she's gone out like a light. Amen. I'd go in there, she could be getting in bed. I'd brush my teeth, and when I get to, I'd put my toothbrush down, go in there, and praise God, she's... Amen. But I want to say, praise God, when we have our confidence, Lord, we can get our rest, we can take our ease, because we know who's on our side. We have an advocate, amen, with the Father. So He'll hear our petition, and He'll help our hurting hearts. Amen. He'll give you a good, clean conscience. Amen. She shakes her head. Yeah. That's what it is. It's that clean conscience. Amen. Praise God. I ain't done nothing. Praise the Lord. Help her, Lord. Amen. But he says he had, David said, I laid me down and slept. He said, preacher, how do you know this was a morning prayer? Because he said, I waked. Amen. Let me tell you something. Let me just tell you this. We worry about dying, don't we? We worry, we struggle with death from the time we start to get older. Now, you don't worry about it much when you're young and a teenager until you get about 30, 35, and then you realize 35 says, so, Lord God, I'm halfway there. I'm about halfway home. You're about 35. And you start saying, well, I better start taking care of myself. Amen. If I'm going to make it, praise God, I better start watching my P's and my Q's. Better start watching what I'm doing, taking care of this old body. Amen. And then when you get about 50, you start sliding down the hill, praise God, and you say, whoo, boy, this thing's speeding up, getting faster. It's like you're rolling like a roller coaster, praise God. Everybody's got on, amen. And praise God, they turn that thing loose. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. But praise Him. I wasn't going no further than 50. But praise God, when you've got the confidence of the Lord. David said, I pillowed my head. Amen. He said, I slept in the Lord. I slept with confidence. And he said, I awaked. Praise God. Let me ask you a question. Why would we ever lose sleep over how we feel or the things going on in this body? Think about it. What better way to go as loving the Lord going out here and you sleep? Just lay down, pillow your head, and slip on out into glory.
Amen.
Glory to God, brother. Ain't a better way to go. Amen. No struggling, no sorrow, no heartache, no anguish. Praise God. Just slip on out of here. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how in the world? Because you got confidence. Listen, today, if your confidence is in the Lord, you ought to be a pill of your head every night. Now, I'm helping you here. I'm telling you how you can get your rest. If your confidence in the Lord tonight, praise God, you can pill of your head. And you can take your rest and sleep, praise God, and not worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will take thought of itself. Yeah. Amen. Who's in charge of tomorrow? God is. Amen. And if He just gives us today, then thank God for today.
Amen.
He said, this is the day that God, the Lord, hath made. I'm just going to rejoice and be glad in it today. Amen. And praise God, and we plan, we anticipate tomorrow. But praise God, if tomorrow don't come, then glory to God. Amen. But David had, picture this, David in all this turmoil. Over half the nation of Israel coming out against him, trying to destroy him, trying to tear down, trying to take his kingdom, to rip it out of his hands. And David said, the opposition's real, Lord. He said, what do you think about it? Amen. He said, God says, well, I'm going to be your shield. I'm going to give you protection. He said, I'm going to allow you to retain your integrity. Praise God. He said, I'm going to be there with you to help you to do that. And he says, I'm going to allow you to lift up your head. Praise God. He said, I'm going to allow you to continue to be encouraged and an encouragement. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so David, he said, I laid me down and slept. Confidence in the Lord. He said, I waked. And they said, I looked around. And he said, the Lord had sustained me. Amen. Praise God. He said, the Lord done just exactly what I anticipated He done when I put my confidence in Him. Hello? Amen? He said, the Lord will do just exactly what He promised He would when we put our confidence in Him. He slept, he awaked, and the Lord had sustained him. Now watch what he says in verse 6. He has a renewed confidence because of this confidence. Because of the confidence he had, it gave him a renewed confidence, praise God. He said, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people. That's a lot of people. Man. That have set themselves against me round about. He said, if God be for us, who can be against us? He said, if God is for me, who can be against me? He said, there's none greater than God. And if He's for me, pray God, everything's going to be all right. So he had a renewed confidence. We need this. Amen? Listen, me and you, we need this renewed confidence in the Lord. We're living in a day of discouragement, almost a day of despair, praise God, constantly all around us. But praise God, we need a renewed confidence and encouragement in the Lord. Amen. God is able. And if God's for us, ain't nobody can be against us. They might want to, but God will overcome them. But now notice His prayer. And I'm trying to hurry. Notice His prayer, verse 7. He said, arise, O Lord! Save me, oh my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies. Now watch this. Now David is seeking for active intervention. Hello? Are you here? Did you hear what I said? David is seeking active intervention from God Almighty. Amen. See, he has confidence. He had renewed confidence. And praise God, he said, hey, Lord, he said, I need some help. I'm looking for you to do marvelous things for me. Amen. I wonder if we could ever come to the place that we have that kind of confidence. in the Lord. But God said that, the Bible tells us to. Jesus said, if you ask in my name, you shall receive. Amen? If we ask. But he said, if we got the, he said, we've got to ask believing that we might receive. We got to believe that God can. We got to believe that God will. And He will, praise the Lord. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For Thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Now, it makes you wonder, if, is this what God has already done? Has David already seen the mighty hand of God? Or is this what they call a prophetic perfect, where David is prophesying what God's going to do? Either one of them, it takes faith and confidence to believe God can. Amen. Praise God. It takes confidence to trust the Lord that He will take care of you. He said He had never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Amen. Those that are right, those are living right, those are acting right, those are trying to do right, praise God. He said, God will not forsake you. Praise the Lord. That ought to give us confidence tonight to press on no matter what. To love each other, to care for each other, have compassion in our heart because God has it for us. And He ministers it to us in such a liberal fashion. Praise the Lord. He goes on in verse 8, and I'm done. He said, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Amen. Now watch this. He said, salvation. Now this is David's private prayer. He's a talking to God. Amen. He's communicating with His Heavenly Father. And he says, salvation. He said, salvation belongs to the Lord. He said, Lord, You are the Lord of salvation. Salvation, You are the Savior. Praise God. But now notice, now watch this, the unselfishness in this. The unselfishness in it. He said, Thy blessing is upon Thy people. Selah. He said, what do you think about that? I can just see him as he looks at the opposition. He looks at the enemy. And he looks around. And he sees it all around him. And he realizes he's done awoke to a new day. He's got his rest and he's fresh and he's vibrant and he's real. God's real. God's present. Amen. He said, glory be to God. God is my salvation. God, bro. He said, but Lord, amen, glory be to God. Thank You for pushing back the hands of the devil. Amen. He unselfishly says, thank You, Lord, for allowing these others to be partakers with me. Amen. Do you remember those Cherethites that was out there with him? And praise God, they was a people that was close to David. Amen. And those Cherethites, they said, you know what? Whatever King David you go through, we're here with you. Praise God. They were mighty men. Praise God. They were faithful men. Praise the Lord. And he said, God, because You've blessed me, because I cried out, and because You blessed me, praise God, they're getting in on the blessing too. And he said, Lord, I wouldn't want to cheat them out of the blessing. But Lord, I pray God. He said, glory be to God. He said, I just want You to bless. And I can just see him as he says, Selah. He said, hey, he said, folks, amen, those that are with me, praise God, look around. God has delivered again. And they look around and they're still alive. Amen. He said, Selah. He said, what do you think about that? And praise God, they break out in a chorus of hallelujahs to God. Amen. I believe that was the start of the enemy of running. Amen. The enemy was there. The enemy's there in force. But praise God, when David come out refreshed with that new confidence, but it blesses my heart because the priest had went back, you know, and he said that he was going to go out there and he was going to mess up the council of Ahithophel. And he got there and Ahithophel said, Oh, what you need to do, Absalom? He said, right now you need to load up a bunch of men. You need to go out there. He said, that old David's out there. He's scattered out. He ain't got no organization. You need to go out there and just beat him down right now. He said, no, wait. But they asked the priest that they sent back. And he said, now, wait a minute. He said, wait a minute. He said, I don't know. He said, old David, he's a burly feller. Amen. And said, he's got some burly men with him. And he said, he's just like a bear that's lost her whelps, a bear that's lost her babies. It's like coming between a mama bear and her babies. He said, you won't find nothing but trouble if you go out there now. He's ready. He's mad. He's angry. He's ready to fight. The Bible said, Ahithophel, he went out and got his house in order and he killed himself. Amen. But praise God, David come out of there shouting the victory. Praise God. I believe whenever he come out, he said, Lord has delivered me. He come out with renewed confidence. Praise the Lord. And I believe praise God, when David got up that morning with confidence on the Lord's side, praise God, I believe God was heading him back to the castle. Amen. I believe God was as directing, praise God, he was taking him back to where he'd have him to be, that he'd have where he had established him as king. Praise God. Amen. Glory be to God. Shiloh, what do you think about that? I think that, praise God, the same God that delivered him is the same God that delivers us.
Amen.
Praise God.